lowest prices. Visit your nearest Book World store countrywide. Book World, where education is our priority. Terms and conditions apply. Absa, your story matters.
The headlines. Mouse Sampa pleads not guilty to cybercrime charge. Army commander defends exterminate remarks on illegal miners. In global news, backlash in Mogadishu against ignorant Trump comments about Somalia. To present the news, I'm Lusuvilo Gondwe. Matero, Member of Parliament, Mal Sampa, has pleaded not guilty to one count of the use of computer systems to commit an offence contrary to Section 20 of the Cybercrimes Act No. 4 of 2025. Mr. Sampa appeared before Lusaka Principal Magistrate Webster Milumbe this afternoon following his arrest on allegations that he transmitted false information in which he claims that the Electoral Commission of Zambia, ECZ, had opened a fake polling station along Ring Road in Lusaka during the Chamwama parliamentary by-election on January 15, 2026. Mr. Sampa apologized for the utterances and was later arrested by the police following a complaint by ECZ Corporate Affairs Officer Raphael Piri. During the proceeding, Mr. Sampa's lawyer, Charles Changano, applied for bail pending trial in line with Section 123 of the Criminal Procedure Code on the basis that his client is not a flight risk. The offense is bailable and will comply with conditions the court will set. Meanwhile, Magistrate Milumbe has granted Mr. Sampa bail pending trial in the sum of 1 million kwacha in his own recognizance and with two working sureties from Lusaka with introductory letters from lawyers. Zambia Army Commander Lieutenant General Geoffrey Ziele has defended remarks he made in a viral video in which he was quoted as saying the military would exterminate illegal miners. Speaking when he called on the Copperbelt Minister, Elisha Matambo, in Ndola today, Lieutenant General Ziele says his comments were taken out of context, stating that the army is not targeting ordinary Zambians, but responding to what he described as a serious national security threat associated with illegal mining activities. He explained that intelligence reports have revealed the presence of armed individuals operating in illegal mining areas, with security forces discovering armory-grade weapons, boxes of ammunition, sophisticated drones, and other dangerous equipment. The army commander says the nature of the weapons found is deeply concerning and points to the involvement of organized criminal networks, largely led by foreign nationals. He adds that the scale of the threat has outstripped the capacity of the police. Lieutenant General Ziele has emphasized that the army's operations are targeted at individuals posing a threat to national security and not law-abiding citizens seeking to earn a living.
Our God is in Mufumwe and open fire. We have targets that we are going to eradicate. And if any honorable minister who is going to make a minister of pointing a gun as a special force will get released. We will get released. When I was saying there will be consequences and loss of life, when the bullet leaves the barrel, we have no control over it. If you hit this guy, if you go to the next guy, and obviously, we are facing an injury. Honorable Minister, you know that we are not going there and start killing the war.
Meanwhile, the Copperbelt Minister Elisha Matambo has backed the military intervention, warning that illegal mining, if left unchecked, can destabilize the country.
It's good to hear that you will continuously monitor the situation so that we have peace, continuous peace in places like Chibuwak. We will do that in all other areas. We will never encourage illegal mining because we know the repercussions this comes with. For the provincial administration, we will give you total support. We will give the PDOC, the security wing, total support also that the four principles the president is talking about, the ones I mentioned, self-theory, down to mining, formal mining, eco mining, and security.
Eight suspects accused of assaulting a bus driver at the University Teaching Hospital UTH bus station on January 9, 2026, have pleaded not guilty to one count of assault occasioning actual bodily harm, contrary to Section 248 of the Penal Code. The accused, who include Raphael Mwanza, Special Monga, Odriska Malambo, Victor Cavalli, Leonard Chiwaka, Gilbert Piri, Caesar Mwemba, and Mateo Sakala, appeared before Lusaka Principal Magistrate Webster Milumbe this morning, where each entered a plea of not guilty. Allegations are that on 9th January, the eight jointly assaulted Boniface Kateole at the UTH bus station, causing actual bodily harm. In the second count, Odriska Malambo and Caesar Mwemba are separately accused of jointly assaulting Charles Pope on 14th January 2026 in Lusaka, an offense they also deny. During the proceedings, defense lawyers applied for bail under Section 123 of the Criminal Procedure Code, noting that the accused, who have been in custody since 9th January, pledged to comply with any court conditions. The state raised no objection to the bail application, provided the accused adheres to the court terms, prompting Magistrate Milumbe to grant bail in the sum of 20,000 kwacha each, with two working sureties resident in Lusaka. The matter has since been adjourned to 2nd February 2026 for trial. Smart Zambia Institute National Coordinator Percy Chinyama is happy that the Electronic Government Amendment Bill strengthens the legal foundations established in 2021 and aligns the Institute's framework with current digital trends and practical implementation needs. Following the need for a clear legal authority, standardization, and enforceable digital governance, government is in the process of updating its digital legislation with a new amendment bill expected to address limitations in current laws. Speaking at a stakeholder engagement meeting in Lusaka this morning, Mr. Chinyama says the amendments decisively focus on strengthening interoperability and secure data exchange across government systems while seeking to consolidate core digital infrastructure in order to reduce duplication and lower operational costs. He highlights that the amendments provide for the standardization of platforms and data models to enable scalability and sustainable growth, and that they enhance governance, accountability, and compliance across all government digital systems.
The Act was a reform, and if you read it carefully, it's transformational in nature. As I stand here in front of you today, I can proudly say that we have now managed to transform this government. We have managed to reform this government. What am I talking about? Digitization has proved itself. When you look at how we have performed from the anti-corruption index, it's clear that digitization has reduced corruption by removing the human factor.
In global news, residents of Somalia's capital, Mogadishu, have voiced their anger at remarks made by U.S. President Donald Trump during his speech to the World Economic Forum in Davos. Trump disparaged Somalis living in America as low IQ and dismissed Somalia as having no government and being barely a state. He singled out Minnesota Congresswoman Ilhan Omar for criticism, remarks that Somali officials and diaspora communities are calling racist and ignorant. We monitor the BBC for other global stories.
Denmark's Prime Minister says she will engage in dialogue with allies on strengthening Arctic security as long as her country's territorial integrity is respected. Mette Frederiksen's remarks come a day after President Trump backed away from threats of using force to take over Greenland and of imposing tariffs on European allies. The signing ceremony for President Trump's Board of Peace has begun in Switzerland. Most European countries have stayed away because of concerns over the possible involvement of President Putin in an initiative aimed at resolving conflict.